Greetings, music lovers. This is Gene Hamilton speaking. Each week at this time, the National Broadcasting Company presents a Stan Kenton concert, direct from concert and tour locations of the orchestra throughout the United States and Canada. This series of programs was designed to provide a link between you, the listener, and those creating modern music, to further a better understanding of the styles and trends. Today, we have a special program transcribed in New York of Mr. Kenton's new works, entitled New Concepts of Artistry in Rhythm. Stan Kenton needs no introduction to followers of modern music. His is a name synonymous with music that's fresh, vigorous, challenging. He is the subject of many a heated controversy, of course. Yet his is music that never fails to inspire enthusiasm in every audience. Mr. Kenton's capacity to create new sounds is virtually unlimited, and his versatility extends from modern progressive music to symphonic-type works, fine dance music, and music completely abstract, with broken rhythmic lines and intricate contrapuntal melodies. The Kenton Orchestra is a closely knit cooperative group of sincere, ambitious musicians, each possessing a definite personality and each an outstanding artist. Our first composition today, Invention for Guitar and Trumpet, introduces the writing talents of Stan's tenor man, Bill Holman. Similar in structure to a fugue, the counter-melodic lines were preconceived and expounded upon by his guitarist, Sal Salvador, and trumpeter Maynard Ferguson. Stan Kenton. Invention for Guitar and Trumpet. Next, a jazz ballad, My Lady, featuring Lee Konitz's colorful alto sax improvisation. Konitz, the perfectionist, leaves very little question as to his unchallenged leadership in this field. Here is Bill Russo's composition, My Lady, Stan Kenton and the orchestra with the spotlight on Lee Konitz. Now we come to a pulsating original which captures much of the authentic flavor of Latin America, but retains the color and emotions of American jazz. 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. Stan Kenton and Company now paint a portrait of a count, written by Bill Russo, especially to showcase the versatility of Stan's trumpeter, Conte Condoli. The portrait could be termed a composition tailor-made to exploit the talent of this youthful artist. The drive on drums is by Stan Levy, and the fiery first trumpet is that of Buddy Childers. Portrait of a Count, we turn to Improvisation, which will no doubt be one of the most controversial selections among these new works. Contrapuntally designed, this work utilizes the collective imaginative ideas of trombonist Bob Burgess, who introduces the main theme, Lee Konitz on alto, Bobby Childers on trumpet, tenorman Bill Holman, and trombonist composer Bill Russo. As this group continues to improvise, the orchestra functions as an additional voice used at Mr. Kenton's disposal. Improvisation. Gigantic climax to a most unusual composition. Improvisation. Another self-portrait now. Frank speaking. This time reflecting the happy spirit of trombonist Frank Rossolino. On rare occasions, Frank also sings in several languages with the orchestra, and he's guaranteed to break up even the most dignified gatherings with his antics. Frank speaking. In closing, the orchestra presents a selection which typifies the Kenton organization. It's called Young Blood. Stemming from the pen of one of the leaders in the field of contemporary music, Jerry Mulligan, it utilizes a linear style of composition. Mulligan has a faculty for writing easy, happy swing, and we predict he's destined to achieve even greater importance in American jazz. Young Blood. You've been listening to a Stan Kenton concert, a special transcribed program presenting Mr. Kenton's new works entitled New Concepts of Artistry in Rhythm. Over many of these same stations, starting this Friday night at 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and for the following 2 weeks, NBC will present several special programs featuring Stan Kenton and his wonderful orchestra. NBC will also bring you Sarah Vaughan, Billy May, Harry James with Buddy Rich, Frankie Carl, Errol Garner, and many others. A lineup of artists especially selected to bring you variety in your musical listening. Until our next meeting, this is Gene Hamilton speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.